Blind Penn State graduate chemist developing lab equipment for disabled students by Becca Coakley. There is a photo on the page with the caption, Carrie Sapolo and his advisor, DuPont Professor of Materials Chemistry and Physics, Tom Malauk, received an NSF grant to create equipment to help visually impaired students gain more independence in the lab. Here, Carrie Sapolo works on an experiment in his lab. From the editor, on Tuesday, October 9, 2007, the following story appeared on Penn State Live, the online news source at Pennsylvania State University. It describes from the university's point of view what Federationist Carrie Sapolo is doing to increase blind student access to science education. Here is the story. In high school, chemistry wasn't something that interested Carrie Sapolo. In fact, he hated it. As a blind student, he wasn't allowed to conduct any experiments. His lab partner did the work, then reported the results to Sapolo. His attitude toward the science changed in college. Fulfilling a chemistry general education requirement at Purdue University, Sapolo met some graduate students who spent a lot more time with him in the lab, sparking his interest in chemistry. Today, Sapolo is a Penn State student working on his doctorate in chemistry education and is developing tools to replicate that extra help he got in the lab so that other visually impaired high school students will have a better appreciation for the sciences. Sapolo's latest project, funded by a $300,000 grant from the National Science Foundation's NSF Research in Disabilities Education Program, was given to his advisor, Tom Malauk, DuPont Professor of Materials Chemistry and Physics. It is called Independent Laboratory Access for Blind and Low Vision Students in Mainstream High School Science Classrooms. There's a big difference working one-on-one with someone who will explain the concepts to you, Sapolo said. It was great being able to talk about chemistry and get answers. Chemistry gives you the potential to discover something new that can change the world. Malauk, who is sighted, understands. Most chemists are fascinated by the results of an experiment, but find it much less fun if someone does it and tells them what happened, he said. So that's how we started out on this project, developing new tools, taking lab procedures, modifying them slightly, and making them more accessible, all while working with high school students. Sapolo completed his undergraduate degree with a double major in chemistry and communications because he thought a scientist should be able to communicate. He then came to Penn State in August 1999 to get his PhD in inorganic chemistry. When he began his doctoral degree program, he ended up taking a different route than he originally intended. Carrie was doing a research project, but as a blind grad student, he was having difficulty. Research labs aren't really designed for blind people to work independently, said Malauk. A lot of chemistry is visual. It took him a while to finish his master's degree, and we thought it would be a more useful thing if his PhD research involved developing enabling tools for blind people. Malauk and Sapolo's first grant from the NSF was also for $300,000 and was awarded in 2004. It allowed them to work with students from the Indiana School for the Blind, testing software with a computerized voice that narrates each step of the experiment and instruments that essentially do the same, which they developed with Rodney Kruder in the chemistry department's electronic shop at Penn State. The focus of that work was to improve the way blind students participate in the chemistry laboratory. The work they did with the first grant was a success. However, Sapolo said 75% of blind students are mainstreamed in public classrooms, and he felt the tools he, Malauk, and Kruder created could have a greater impact on more students. Also, new tools were needed to enable a broader range of experiments and to extend the project to physics and other laboratory sciences. Sapolo is well-connected in the national community of blind people, Malauk explained. He received emails from parents and teachers of students in public schools who were interested in their work. Thus came the idea of the second project, to mainstream the tools and instruct willing teachers on how to use them through several online training modules. The goal is to make the tools available as widely as possible by posting the programs online for free use and by making inexpensive instruments. There's a real push to get people with disabilities in the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics professions, said Sapolo. He explained that people with disabilities have spent their lives problem-solving challenges to adapt to their surroundings. He thinks the skills they've developed to do so will enhance a career in one of the STEM fields. In addition to helping students who are blind, Sapolo said the instruments will even help sighted students in lecture settings because everyone can hear the experiment being described, regardless of whether or not their seats will allow them to see what their professor may be doing. Sapolo will spend his next 3 years visiting the schools that are implementing the instruments in the classroom, collecting feedback from students and teachers, sending newsletters, and encouraging online interaction between the students and teachers using the instruments.